Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Turn down for what?
To rest.
Or toddler.
On the Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
It is hard to tell the difference, but if you can do it today, you'll pick up some Atlanta United soccer tickets headed to Mercedes-Benz Stadium April 7th. Watch the Five Stripes take on the LA Football Club.
Oh, if you have not been to an Atlanta United game,
it's electric.
Man.
You got to go. You got to go. April 7th is that game. We got tickets. And who could win them, Jeff Dollar?
Melissa, listening in Stone Mountain. Welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hi.
Hi, Melissa. The game is so easy. Have you heard it played before?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay, perfect. Who do you want to play against? Kelly Cheese, who is an expert in most things trashed because weekends, or Jen Hobby, who is an expert in most things toddler because 2-year-old and 4-year-old?
I think I'm actually going to play against Jen.
Okay.
Okay, right. Melissa, let's do this.
All right, Melissa, here's the way it works for anybody who has not heard the game before. JP goes all over Atlanta and asks people to describe the behaviors of either somebody they know that is trashed and is obviously a grown-up or a toddler. It is shockingly difficult to figure out which one is which out of context. Whoever gets the most out of five is the winner. And if you win, Melissa, Atlanta United tickets. Are you ready?
I sure am.
Simone Indicator starts us off.
She got her head stuck in the railing on a second floor hotel balcony.
See, out of context. That's like that's a kid out on a balcony where mom just like, you know, runs in to turn the TV off or something. Bam. Fire department's coming. It's also a drunk girl on spring break. Melissa, what's your guess?
I'm going to go with trashed.
Melissa says trashed.
Melissa, do you have any kids?
Yes, I have a daughter.
Okay. I'm going to go with toddler.
Now, this is fresh in your mind, Jen, because Reese just got herself all jammed up in her crib railing.
Reese got her legs stuck in her crib, but...
All right, so you know how
head is a whole different story, but I'm going to go toddler on this one.
All right, Simone Indicator gave this clue.
She got her head stuck in the railing on a second floor hotel balcony.
And Simone is describing.
That was me when I was a 3-year-old toddler.
Toddler.
Oh, I don't know how kids do it, but they wiggle their heads into places it shouldn't be.
Becky in Marietta is going to describe clue number two.
So she hung a pair of earrings on a roll of toilet paper.
I've gone back and forth on this one, but I am going to say today my vote would be toddler. What say you, Melissa?
I think I'm going to go with toddler on that.
Okay.
Toddler. It is a good guess because that toilet paper roll is right at their height. They are obsessed with jewelry. But I'm also thinking that a trashed person's going to be pretty close to the toilet paper quite a bit, too.
And Kelly pointed out that if you have dangly earrings and you're not feeling well, if your tummy's a little upset, then you might want to keep them danglies out of the toilet bowl.
That's true. I'm going trashed.
All right. Trashed is Jen's guess. The answer from Becky.
That was my neighbor's toddler.
Toddler.
Nice work, Melissa.
Point from Melissa. Kate in Atlanta with clue number three.
She put fairy wings on the cat because she wanted to see her fly.
I think that's our producer, Janine.
No, and totally sober.
Yeah. On a random Tuesday.
Oh, this is tough.
All right, one more time. Kate in Atlanta.
She put fairy wings on the cat because she wanted to see her fly.
Melissa, trashed adult or typical toddler?
That's a tough one. I think I'm going to go with toddler.
You say toddler. Jen, what do you think?
I'm going trashed, Jen. And not with alcohol.
Jen says trashed.
It was my very drunk friend, Samantha. She was trashed.
Trashed. Jen is up by one.
Oh.
All right, Melissa, let's stay alive with Heather in Norcross.
She stole an orange traffic cone and brought it in the house.
Wow, mm-hmm. See? That's such a drunk kid move. Oh. But a toddler, if a toddler's playing in the yard, right, and there's a construction cone.
Did you guys know fraternity guys who would, like, stock him up in the fraternity house?
Oh, yeah.
You'd walk in and be like, what are all these traffic cones doing here? Why is that cool?
Right.
It's just funny to pick them up. I think I did that.
Sure. Every fraternity has a stop sign in the basement.
Yeah, for sure. And some random street sign, like the best street name in the town.
They should make a rule that when you steal a stop sign, then every time somebody gets T-boned at that intersection because of your stupid move, you got to write the name of the doctor who treated their broken arm on the back of the stop sign. Oh, God, I'm hashtag old. All right, sorry. Here's clue number four.
She stole an orange traffic cone and brought it in the house.
Melissa trashed her toddler.
That sounds like a trash person to me.
All right, Jen, trash your toddler. Jen, you could...
We've been opposite each time, Melissa. I feel like I should go opposite of you, but I think you're actually right. But just to be different, I'm going to say toddler.
All right, Jen, if you get this right, you are the winner.
I kind of feel bad. I want to win, but I want Melissa to go to the game.
If Melissa gets this right, she stays alive, stealing an orange traffic cone...
That was my trashed roommate from college.
Nice job, Melissa.
Melissa stays alive. All right, it comes down to this one.
Okay.
Whoever gets this one right is the winner.
So she saw the animated movie Wreck-It Ralph in theaters and yelled at the main character to watch out all movie because of the danger that Ralph was in.
Wreck-It Ralph is a kid's movie, right?
Mm-hmm. It is, yeah. It's actually what we called one of my goddaughters for a while because she just... roll through the house wrecking everything.
Yeah, well,
but they do have those movie theaters where you can grab beers. Mm-hmm. And if you're with your kids,
I feel like this is a trick question because she's talking about a kid's movie, so you immediately want to go kid. But it could be a hammered college kid, too.
All right, Melissa. Hammered college kid enjoying Wreck-It Ralph or a typical toddler?
I'm going to go with toddler.
Toddler.
I think Melissa's right. But I'm going to just be opposite again and go trashed.
You get it. Oh, look at Jen's so nice. Kelly's all competitive and mean. Would go for the block.
Jen is
guaranteeing one of the two of you wins this.
I hope it's Melissa.
All right, Alex, you're so nice, good. Jen.
So she saw the animated movie Wreck-It Ralph in theaters and yelled at the main character to watch out. All movie because of the danger that Ralph was in.
And Alexandria says...
That was my very trash friend, Amy, and I no longer see movies with her.
Oh, man!
That makes Melissa a loser. Jen, feels so terrible, Jen, the way you robbed that from her.
Can I give them to her anyway?
No.
Participation trophy?
Nope.
You're just going to take Atlanta United tickets from a woman like that?
I'm not taking them from her. I'm going to go. The rule, right? Okay. Don't we get them?
No, if you're going, you're taking me.
That's weird. Melissa, we will give you a really awesome consolation prize, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for playing, Melissa.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.